This is a podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio.
It's time to talk audio description, and we have with us from Mind's Eye, Anne Hornsby. Hello, Anne.
Hello there, Alan.
How are we?
Very well, thank you.
Good, good. So we've got lots to talk about today. We're going to look ahead to some forthcoming events, and you've actually got a few we're going to chat about first of all, because March the 12th is Access Day.
It is, yes. Venues and organisations all around the country seem to be putting on events to ensure that disabled people are welcome in their buildings. We've just had another one confirmed. Actually, Milton Keynes just confirmed in the last few minutes. They're putting on an audio-described performance of Hobson's Choice. But also that day in Liverpool in the morning, we've got a tour around Tate Liverpool and the Matisse exhibition, which is on there. And then up the road at the Everyman in the afternoon, there's an audio-described performance of the new play, Unsung, which celebrates the life of Edward Rushton, who was a blind abolitionist from Liverpool. And in the meantime, over at the Royal Exchange in Manchester, there's Husbands and Sons, based on the writings of D.H. Lawrence. So there's quite a lot going on.
Indeed, we will be taking a closer look at Disabled Access Day next week on the afternoon edition. But more coming in all the time, and you must be very busy.
Yes, it's pretty busy here.
Okay, we're also going to look at some of the meat and the sandwich of the work that you do as well. So we'll look at some performances you've got coming up, and a good musical. We've got some Chicago.
Yes, Chicago. It's described as the sexiest musical out there. The dancing is always fabulous. The choreography is so sleek and stylish. The performers are so well trained and rehearsed. They do incredible things with their bodies and make it look very, very easy. It's got the great numbers. All That Jazz is, of course, a favourite. It's got the wonderful character of Roxy Hart, seemingly very wide-eyed and innocent, but she doesn't like to be dumped by her boyfriend. And it's a real pleasure to describe that one, and it's a really good night out.
Do you ever find yourself sitting in your chair doing your audio description and dancing, the feet go?
While I'm rehearsing, I do that, I must admit. Can't keep them still. I try to keep them still if I've got the microphone on.
Now, for those who aren't sure about audio description, blind and partially sighted people, if we take the theatre, for example, then you could turn up at the theatre, you get your headsets, and you do a touch tour on stage, get to look at the props and the scenery, maybe even meet some of the cast as well. And you get describers like Anne, who give that description in between all the dialogue on stage of what's actually physically going on. Bit of an art to it, Anne.
There is, yes. It takes a lot of preparation and rehearsal to get the timing right. We don't want to be talking over the dialogue of the play or the key songs. We need to look at all the things that are happening visually and prioritise those, decide what is the most important piece of information, what's going to help you follow the plot or understand the characters, or understand why the rest of the audience are suddenly going, ah, or are bursting out laughing. So it's all those sorts of things that otherwise you might sit there wondering what's going on, and the description should answer those questions before you've even started wondering about them. So as well as the scenery and the costumes and the physical appearance of the characters, it's also a description of what's happening as it happens, as the play or musical unfolds on the stage.
Okay, let's leave Chicago behind, Dan, and we'll move on to Our Gracie.
Our Gracie, this is a new one. This is being performed at Oldham Coliseum Theatre and also the New Vic, Newcastle under Lyme. And it's the story of Gracie Fields. And, of course, she was born, I think, in Rochdale, not very far away from Oldham. It stars Sue Devaney, who's a very popular actress. I think the last time I worked with her was when she was in Mamma Mia, and she's taking on this role, and it promises to be a fun, entertaining, musical, and an insightful performance, just allowing us in to spend a little bit of time with this great woman and learn a bit more about her life in a very entertaining way.
Was she married to George Burns?
Yes, I think so.
Yes. Rings a bell. Rings a bell. Okay, let's finish off with the theatre stuff then. Mm-hmm. On a bit of a high with some hairspray.
Yes. Get your hairspray out and tease it as high as you possibly can. Yes, this one has been visiting various theatres here and there, and it's accompanied with description coming up in Norwich and then a few different theatres as well. So this is the story of Tracy Turnblad, and she's in the 50s in America, and she is all about big hair, big personality and big size. She wants to be on the television, and this is frowned upon because she's a bit of a chubby lass, but she gets her way, she wins the boys, she wins everyone's hearts over. And she persuades the television companies that black dancers and white dancers should be allowed to appear together on the show. And she's got fabulous parents who love her to bits. And it's a real feel-good one, this one. And you just can't stop the beat, Alan.
Great stuff. Tell you a little story about hairspray. Mm. Back in the 80s. When mullets were in.
Oh, yes.
And I had the long hair, mm-hmm. You know. A friend of mine, best friend actually, his mum ran a hairdresser's, and I used to go there. We used to go quite a lot,
yeah.
Down visiting and doing little errands, helping out when we could as well. But I used to have this habit of, when she was doing someone's hair, one of the girls was doing the hair, and they're finishing off the hair, and they get the hairspray can out, and they're putting the hairspray on. I used to run up and stick my head in the way so I could get a sneaky squirt as well.
Free blast of
it. That's it. You've got to keep the hair in place, you know. Right, that finishes the theatre stuff. And there's some things you wish you'd never mentioned. We're going to finish off, Anne, just with a little bit of news about the Audio Description Association conference.
Yes, yes. This is happening on the 14th of March in Birmingham. It's the first national conference on audio description that's taken place since 1997. All the places have been booked now. We've got a range of people coming. Audio describers, venues, theatres, art galleries, organisations that work with and for blind and partially sighted people, and a lot of listeners to audio description, including yourself there, Alan. And we want the feedback as to what works for people, what doesn't work, why do people come, why don't they come. We're going to be looking at the technology and the equipment used at the experience of visitors when they come into the arts organisations, and also the whole area of marketing and communication. Because obviously you're helping us spread the word, but we need to encourage a lot more people to spread the word so that more people can take advantage of the descriptions when they happen.
Absolutely. And as someone who goes to, you know, cinema and theatres and so on, and uses audio description, it is such a valuable asset to have.
Brilliant.
Thank you, Anne. We'll have news on the conference on the afternoon edition. Keep an eye out for that one. In the meantime, Anne, if people would like more info about some of the theatre productions or arts venues or even disabled access days, some of the stuff you're involved in, how do they keep in touch?
The best way is to visit the website. That's mindseyedescription.co.uk. Also, we're on email, mindseyedescription@gmail.com. We're on Twitter, that's at Mind's Eye Arts, and we've got a Facebook page for Mind's Eye as well. So lots of ways to keep in touch.
You're everywhere. You're absolutely everywhere. Yeah. And pleasure as always, and thank you for speaking with us on Insight Radio.
Thanks, Alan. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio. For more podcasts, check out insightradio.co.uk.